Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries, a decentralized network of microchurches on mission to help the marginalized in Lake County experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today on the podcast, we would have read Deuteronomy 1, Psalm 81 through 82, Isaiah 29, and 3 John. And I know as a parent, it is so important for us to, you know, protect and discipline our children. And I remember last week, I'm not sure if I told you guys this story already, but my son took off on his scooter flying away from his mother. And I just happened to notice it as I was outside in another part of our neighborhood. And I was on my, on a walk on my flip-flops, and I was pursuing him as fast as I could. And I couldn't really catch up, but I was working so hard to try and protect my son. And then when I did catch him, he had to receive some punishment. Some discipline was necessary. And the reason why it's so important is because that is what it means to be a parent. And we get that DNA of parenting from our Father in heaven, because God protects and he consequences, he punishes. Now the people of God for years, as we get to the passage today, they had a life in the abundant protection of God. In Deuteronomy, as we begin the book today, it was on their way out of Egypt and into the promised land. And then grumbling yet again came. Like their consistent complaining spirit and disbelief of God's sovereignty over their situation rose to the surface. And I can't help but be confronted by this as I'm in the heat of quote-unquote battle at work with the busiest time of year upon me as an occasional educational support member. I find myself falling into a spirit of complaint. And yesterday I had to repent to my team for my attitude. Now, did I take that same bait that the Israelites did and disbelieve God's promise to make a way through it? Did God just send me back like them and have me wander longer outside of the promise now because of my attitude? Now, in Isaiah 29 today, we see that the years that Jerusalem was under God's protection are kind of coming to an end. And not only that, as their rebellion is now to be punished. So not only do we see God removing his blessing from the people, but he puts himself up against them as an opponent. In verse 3 in Isaiah 29, he says, "And I will encamp against you all." And he said, "against you all around, and will besiege you with towers, and I will raise siege works against you." He says that their dream that they have been in will end, and they will awaken and find themselves in hell. Like, he says that the punishment will now be blindness and ignorance. I mean, this is what a literal hell must be like: an eternal state of God's absence, knowing God, seeing God, experiencing his favor. These are all privileges of his presence. But God says that is all over. But why? For this people, and as a warning for us, I believe, it's because of their hypocrisy. He says, "And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me." That was in verse 13. God lays the claim that they are fakes. They don't keep it real. They talk and talk like they love God, like they know God, but they have not given him their hearts. Their hearts are far from him. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter how close you are with your mouth. What's real at the heart of the matter is what's important. Is your heart near to God? And then he goes on, he says, "And their fear of me is a commandment taught by men." So he even comes at the way that they go about living out their fear of the Lord. He said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in other parts in Scripture. But this is a reverence that is born of God through a revelation of his sovereignty, a revelation of his love for us, a revelation of his worthiness of honor and glory, not because some leader tells you to. This is not the fear he wants, because he didn't produce it. It's fake fruit. Therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with this people. God is saying he's going to do something wonderful, right? Like, ooh, we're like, ooh, what's the great wonderful thing? He goes on, with wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, who sees us? Who knows us? You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, he did not make me? Or the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? Yo, God is coming for all those who have talked with haughty speech. Questioned God and his might, wisdom will now be shown to be the fakes that they are. I wonder, is God standing in opposition to us? Are our hearts near and simply not our lips? Do we talk and live with haughty spirit and complaints of God and presume that we know better than he who knows all and created all? Let us repent right now and seek him together. Father God, I repent. We repent of our haughty spirits, of any ways that we've like walked away from you and your promise, any ways that you've pointed in a direction and we said, nah, I'm not so sure. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if I believe you, Lord God. We repent of putting ourselves above you, Lord God. We repent of our hypocrisy, where we speak as though we are near, yet our heart is far from you in a moment, Lord God. Draw us closer, not with our mouths, but with our hearts, Lord God. Call us to not rebel, but submission, that we can live out lives that trust you, and not because a leader tells us to, but because your revelation reminds us that you are true, Lord God. We want to be a people living life under your blessing, and we know that comes with living life under your authority and under your submission. We return to you if we'd been far, Lord God. Draw us near today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. Hit me up at 5bythefire.org with comments. Armand and UnshackledNetwork.org with prayer requests. Subscribe, rate us on iTunes, and, you know, share it wherever you can. And we'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.